K-8-B-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
N-A-E-R-L mobile.
K-8-B-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-B-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. K-8-B-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-B-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-B-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is K-E-8-B-C-Q, and I will be taking pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net starting in about 5 minutes. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. Is this?
Hello, Charlie 8. Here at Delta Lima. Roger, D.C. No traffic, Dave.
N-A-D-R-L. David?
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name.
KDA-BAZ, Mini Bert, no topic.
K-8-B-C-Q, taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name. Well, we'll get started in a couple minutes. Good evening. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is K-E-8-P-C-Q, and I am located in beautiful downtown Bay City. I will be tonight's net control operator. The net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5. For the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and just general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You can also find us on Echolink at K-8-D-A-C-R. When checking into this net, be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and your location, and whether or not you have any traffic. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short-time, mobile, or in and out. will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I will now take regular check-ins.
Dave, WATW, Saginaw Township.
This is November 8th, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, and Saginaw Township.
It's been such a beautiful day, it looks like we're going to be a little bit light, but we'll check here in a few minutes. First up on the list, KC8SDL Rob, and standby NAPRL. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening yourself, Dave. K8, BCQ in the group, Kilowatt, Charlie 8, QWA. Everyone on the net, good evening to everyone, especially this many there. Good evening, young lady. Hope you're doing well. Okay, well, the club had a station set up at the Bay City State Park Saturday. It was K8 and KN, and K1 GLT was there. Dusty, and I'm not sure anybody else. Yeah, Gary was there and helped set up. Unfortunately, I had a few things at home to take care of the XYL. So I stayed home, but they did pretty good. So other than that, not doing too much of anything here. Kind of been the house most of the day. Wind was pretty hot there the other night. I got up to take the dog out last night. That was a tarp off my engine trailer, so I hurriedly put it back on in the dark. And today I went out there and kind of bent it a little bit better down there. So, but yeah, the wind has been pretty windy out there, break sec. Anyways, what I did today. But unfortunately, Dave, it's going to be one and done. I have two brown eyes and a tail wagging. I got to take her outside. So I'll say some of these to everybody. Good to hear it out there, Dave. As usual, doing a super job. With that, I'll catch you guys tomorrow night on the Savara Net. They're looking forward to it. K8, PCQ from KC. That's the deal. Some of these, Dave.
Well, 7-3s and God bless, and get the dog for a walk, Rob. Enjoy the good weather while it's still here. NADRL, Dave, and standby PAZ Mini. Good evening, David.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Hobby-wise, I did get a chance this weekend to work some of the CQ Worldwide Ready contests, getting a little more comfortable interfacing the N3FJP logging program with the FLDigi. Got it working pretty good. Spent about 4 or 5 hours on it between yesterday and today. Made a few contacts. I was hoping I was going to get a new entity on 10 meters. Didn't work out because I couldn't get my call right. But, well, it's always next time, I guess. Just want to bring up that October 21st, the AWRL school club special event. That is going to be going on, so that might be interesting to keep track of. And also, CQ Worldwide DX coming October 26th. I'm just not sure if that's CW or if that's phone. And then, of course, the sweepstakes are going to be coming up in November. And if you're looking for South Dakota, October 12th is the South Dakota QSO party. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, Dave, I can't wait to get the school club again. I haul out the QRP radio and try and touch base with as many as I can. And it's been a great, fun contact. 88 PAZ Mini, stand by W8DW Dave. Good evening, Manny.
Well, good evening, KE8DCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. And got a good net going here. I've been kind of busy this week. I had breakfast with my family on Wednesday. There was 20 of us there. And Wednesday afternoon, I had luncheon with the girls I graduated with. And then Friday, I had breakfast with some friends of mine. There were 7 of us there. And last night, I went to Leo's in Birch Run and had dinner with my daughter, son-in-law, and grandkids. So, been out eating most of the week, but enjoying every bit of it. Enjoying this cooler weather. Got my windows open. I don't have to have the air conditioning on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
Well, I'm glad you got to go out and about, Minnie. This weekend with Janie and I, it was canning potatoes and carrots. So we got all that done. W8DW Dave, standby N8KPR Bob. Good evening, David.
Okay, real good there, Dave. K8PCQ, W8DW. Not a whole lot going on here. We've been trying to catch up on a few projects, and I had one today. I had a plumbing project today that the little diverter on my shower would not work. So we went through the faucet from the wall, and ended up going. We went to one of the big boxes, and I bought one. I figured it was going to work. Come home, it did not work. So we took it back and ended up two other places, and we finally got what we needed and got it fixed. It's a little hard. Sometimes when you go and try to fix something that was put in a long time ago, the newer stuff won't work. It won't work. So the bad thing was I could have made it work, but the part that was on the pipe was soldered on, and I can't get I could have unsoldered that, but I was afraid that I'd unsolder the connection from inside the wall, and I can't get to that. So I had to I was either going to fix what I the old one that was broken, or buy a new one. But I ended up buying a new one that was a little more money than what I figured it was going to be, but at least it worked. Other than that, just trying to keep up with the maintenance around the yard. A lot of stuff going on here. Back to you there, Dave. KE8PCQ, W8DW.
Well, you sounds like you overcame the 3-trip rule with plumbing, because that's usually what happens to me. It's usually the 3rd trip, and then I call the plumber. N8KPR Bob, KC8YVF Run, stand by. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, plumbing's not my favorite thing to do either. I'm always weary about doing that. He goes, okay, I'll give it my best shot. But I've been lucky, or at least I've been able to fix my mistakes. So that means I'm lucky. But, well, we closed the trailer up at Lost Valley Campground in Lupton on East Twin Lake. A little earlier than normal, they had their Halloween party this weekend, and so all the kids are trick-or-treating to all the trailers and stuff. And had an issue. I've been having it for the last several years where the water pump doesn't want to pump right away. But eventually, you know, so I can pump my RV antifreeze through the lines. Well, I couldn't get it going no matter what I did, no matter what unhooked or hooked, or it just would not work. So I blew out all the lines, and I'm going to have to get some kind of transfer pump and go back up there later in the month and put the pink stuff in there. But at least all the water's out of the lines. But I still feel better if I put the pink stuff in it. By a second. And so we got home about 6 o'clock. I'm still unloading the truck from all the stuff we took out of the trailer, you know, the liquids and what doesn't need to be up there. But then Tuesday, then we'll be home tomorrow, and then Tuesday I'm taking off for the other trailer, go down to Outdoor Adventure in Davidson for their, spend some time camp with some people I know that camp there, and they're having their Halloween party this coming weekend. Well, actually, they got 2 weekends in a row, but I only can make one of them because the other campground, I go to that one too. So yeah, kind of a full schedule here. Hopefully I can get the grass cut somewhere in the middle. Well, at the middle is tomorrow. Back to net, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, we've got our RV. There's a separate line plumbed in with some valves, and we just have to flip the switches and turn her on, and away she goes. That works good. KCAYVF, Ron, good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net tonight, KCAYVF. It was a normal week at work, at least. Nothing special going on there, but the weekend is always full of projects. Yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, Mike, KD8MMH, and Tom, N80UI, and myself went down to our 911 building to do some antenna work. We had a tri-band antenna that had came down, basically, that we had to take down because it was damaged almost probably a year and a half ago or two. We finally got a chance to get that back up. I know back in February when we were doing our repeater work, Paul, ELQ, in Bay City there, came put a connector on for us. So we finally got the antenna put back up, got it taken care of, got the coax identified down in the radio room so we knew which one it was, because we have several cables down there that weren't attached to anything because we had taken disconnected at that point. We also rebuilt our HF antenna there. We raised it up height-wise with a new mast and also did repair to it, so hopefully it does not come apart this time. Got all the ends up and that, so we should be in good shape at least for a while on all of our antennas that are up there, the four tri-bands that are around the building and the HF antenna. HF is a BW, Barker & Williams BW90. It's 60 to, through 10 meters, so it covers about everything. So that's what we did. Then we came back home, did some work around the house and chores and things, and then we headed off out to Owosso. My son-in-law and family, son-in-law was racing out at the Owosso Speedway yesterday along with the other two guys on his team. So we went out there, wife and I, and watched the races last night. Interesting, one of his teammates ended up rolling his car. He got into the back of somebody and got pushed and got him up on the right side wheels, and over he went. So I had to bring out the wreckers and that and get him righted. And in the last race of the day, which is called the trailer races, which is just kind of a zoo of a race, you get the cars that go around in a figure eight and they pull a trailer and something on the trailer. And a lot of them had boats on the trailer, campers, pop-up campers, whatever. And the idea is to knock your opponent's trailer off their car, the last vehicle running with their trailer still attached. Doesn't have to have what was on the trailer, but as long as their trailer is still attached at the end of the race, they're the winner. So their other teammate, my son-in-law's teammate, ended up winning the race, but he basically almost totaled his car as he came off the last turn into the straightaway. He got clipped again and got shoved into and hit one of the boats, errant boats that had come off the trailer, had hit it head on. So it ended up, broke a fuel line, the car started on fire, he had to bail out of the car. So in come the crews again to put the fire out, and but he got $1,000 for the win, so that's a good thing and a big trophy for the end of the season for Owosso. Now let's get the cars all ready because the season-ending race next week, next Saturday, out at Birch Run. So they're hoping to get all of the cars back together. My son-in-law's car is still in good shape. He said they stopped by today, so they're still in good shape. So busy weekend today, working lots of chores around the house, trying to get ready for that fall season here, so it's coming quick. KC8YZF back to that.
You did have a busy weekend, and you're probably going to have to hop on that motorcycle and get a color tour pretty quick before the snow flies. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. We'll go to the top of the list with the 73 round. Rob was off with one and done. NADRL. David, 73 round, standby PAZ Mini.
Asking that time of year, David, we starting to do some of the yard work, trying to get a few things done, but boy, never seems to get done. I got a little bit of outside painting I need to do, and a few other things. Hopefully I can get to that, but not too bad. I've got some antenna work I want to do, but not too terrible if I don't get to it. It should hopefully last through the winter. Our garden is still producing a little bit. Got some nice tomatoes that are almost ripe, ready to bring in. Believe it or not, still getting cucumbers. There's always a few every couple days, and some of the small tomatoes are still putting out, plus a few peppers are popping out. So we've had a very good experience with the raised garden this year. Probably it's our third year, I think, for that, and it worked out pretty well. So back to you, Dave. This is NADRL.
Well, I'm glad you're still producing. I went to a local farm market today, farmer friend, and got four huge tomatoes, and all I want is a quarter inch thick toasted tomato sandwich, and it's been all summer they've been the small ones, and I finally got a decent sized tomato. 73, and up next, KD8 PAZ Mini.
Well, good evening again there, Dave. This is KD8 PAZ. Glad everybody's still getting stuff off in their minds. I've pulled my vines out and threw them in the woods. I didn't get too many tomatoes this year. They didn't do that well. I think I've got to take all that soil out and put some new in there. I think, because I put them in the same place all the time, and they say not to do that. But with the raised bed, that's about all you can do. But anyway, other than that, I hope everybody has a good week, and I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8DAZ back to KD8PCQ.
You have a good week, and stay safe. 73s. W8DW Dave, 73 round.
Okay, real good there, Dave. KD8PCQ, W8DW. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on here. One of the things that I'm thinking about doing, and I think we talked about this with a group here a while back, is probably try, not this week, Wednesday, probably the following week on Wednesday, maybe let's see if we can get a group on the 220 repeater, the Cygnet 220 repeater. Not getting much use. I listen to it once in a while, but figured we'd try and do that. And I haven't forgot about you either, Dave. I want to get something written up about how to take and get it into the digital mode for you. So still thinking about it. I may drop you an email ahead of time. I got a couple of questions for you over there, so I may just drop and then I'll work on that. But just a lot of stuff going on right now. We're actually this Wednesday, we actually had our final league night of golf on last Wednesday, this Wednesday we've got a group of about 30 people going up to the West Branch Country Club, so we're going to do that this Wednesday. It'll be the last one for the group to get together until next year, so it should be fun. Anyway, that's all I got. 73, catch later, and thanks for doing it there, Dave. KE8PCQ, WADW.
Well, 73, and there's a lot of time. We got a winter coming, so that should work. N8KPR, Bob, 7-3 round. Stand by run.
Yeah, Dave, my transfer pump, or my transfer pump, but my 12-volt water pump on my trailer's set up the same way as yours. You know, you just flip a switch and then stick the hose into the RV coolant and turn the pump on and then open the faucet up and it's supposed to siphon it through. But it, I couldn't get it to work this year. Like I said, the last several years I've had problems. It just doesn't want to suck. I even tried putting a funnel on the end of it and filling the tube up. Figured maybe I'd create some kind of vacuum. It wouldn't even let that in. And I said, well, maybe I got one of the valves turned on wrong. No, it was right, you know, so it's just doesn't want to cooperate this year. So I was just looking up some transfer pumps. Some, you know, I remember having one a long time ago. You could just set it, you know, it'd hook on through like a drill, and it would rotate one way, and it'll suck, you know, from wherever, and then push it to wherever. And I was thinking, well, that'll probably work for this, for as simple as it is. They're only like, I don't know, 15, 17 bucks, somewhere in there. So I may buy one and just try it at home, make sure it works before I drive all the way up there and do it. But I may go that route instead of spending God knows how much I want for a new pump on the trailer. And the only time I use it is for closing, so. Anyway, that said, thanks for doing that, Dave. Everybody have a great weekend, half the weekend's over with. Everybody have a great night, and talk to you again tomorrow night. Back to Net Control, this is NAKPR.
You have a good week, Bob, and we'll hear you one of these nights on the nets. 73, and have a great week. KC8YVF Run, 7-3 round.
This is
KC8YVF here. Well, like I said, tomorrow I got to go into work early. I got to come home and take my wife into the doctor. She's after her surgery here to have things checked out. She'll get maybe her stitches taken out, or her staples, I think, is what she's got, and a new bandage put on the leg. So, and check and see how everything is out. She seems to be doing okay with it so far. Pain has subsided quite a bit, so... The new knee seems to be working. So, other than that, we got a club meeting coming up this Friday. So that would be January 1st, 1, 2, 3, 4th, I guess it is. Looks like October 4th coming up, looking at the calendar here. So, that's what we've got coming up this week. So, for that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks for doing that tonight, KC8YVF.
You have a good week, and if we don't hear from you on the radio one of these nights, I will probably see you on Friday. 73, and have a good week. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
NAQBO. Tom in Caledonia Township, Shiawassee County.
Good evening, Tom. The floor is yours.
Back to that control. I'm just starting to set up a 2-meter station here. I just moved in here from Langsburg, Michigan. So thanks for coming back, and when I get all set up, I'll try to, you know, get on the net every week then. So I'll clear this 73.
But you have a good week. Get set up and join us. Appreciate it. There's a net on Sunday evening. There's also one the same frequency on Monday evening at 9 p.m. So you have a good week. Thanks for coming on, Tom. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
November 8th, Victor Delta Golf. John.
Back again.
Yeah, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Golf. Name is John.
Okay, John, you're on the podium.
Got nothing to add, just wanted to check in to the net and say hello to everybody.
You have a good week, John, and 73s.
73s to all as well. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Golf.
Are there any further comments? Any rechecks? At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, KE8PCQ. This net is now closed, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.